Practice makes perfect, right? But how do you practice an emergency? By their nature, emergencies are unpredictable, especially when they involve a vengeful person with a gun. There are ways to prepare for the unpredictable, though, and that's what the U.S. Coast Guard, Ketchikan Police, and EMTs worked on during the local Coast Guard base's first active shooter drill. Waiting for the drill to begin, Coast Guard Public Affairs Officer Lieutenant Laura Ladd explains the scenario.
We have a disgruntled fisherman who his boat got terminated for safety reasons. The Coast Guard terminated him. So he wants to come on base and he wants to get revenge because now we have destroyed his livelihood.
Ladd says this first drill is meant to help different emergency response agencies learn how to work together. This one is a walking emergency drill, slow, deliberate, and staged. Future events will be faster and less predictable. The shooter started his slow walk on the pier where his character would have arrived on his condemned boat. Followed closely by two observers, he makes his way up a ramp and onto the base where he's confronted by an officer.
Sir, I'm looking for your boss. My boss?
Yeah.
Sir, let me see if I can give you some help you out. Can I see some ID?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
He shoots the officer, who falls rather convincingly to the ground. Then the shooter walks to the administration building and asks for directions to the chief's office.
Which chief are you looking for, sir?
I don't know, the senior chief.
Can I help you with something myself?
No, I don't need you. Just tell me where she is.
Take
it.
The air horn represents gunshots. After shooting the two Coast Guard personnel downstairs, the bad guy goes upstairs to the main office area. At some point, someone calls 911. The police quickly arrive and head upstairs to confront the shooter.
Door left, hallway right. Let me clear that.
After the shooter is secured, medical response begins. Fire trucks and ambulances arrive with EMTs who set up a triage. Coast Guard personnel file out of the building wearing wristbands to designate how badly they're injured. Green is for light injuries, yellow for moderate, red for serious. The greens are all treated on site. A yellow who walked out on her own is placed in an ambulance for transport, and the one red is brought out on a stretcher, stabilized by medics, and loaded into an ambulance. A primary goal of the active shooter drill was better interagency coordination. Ketchikan Police Department Deputy Chief Josh Dossett and Ketchikan Fire Department Deputy Chief Scott Brainerd agreed that goal was accomplished. Here's Brainerd speaking over the blustery wind as the drill wrapped up.
It was good coordination with the dispatch, the police department, and the Coast Guard. The three of us don't work on a lot of these drills together, so this was a good opportunity to get together and do some interoperability training.
And it's just the first drill, with more training planned in the future to make sure Ketchikan's various responders are ready to work together if a real emergency ever arises. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.